It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Oh, is it Monday? We're going to issue one of those warnings, right, Jerem? Ebola, be on the lookout for. Our news guy, where's Charles? Hope everything's okay. All right, well, we'll keep you updated, I promise you. Whatever is or is not actually happening as we head through the day. We do have rain, that much I can tell you. I know that the weather forecast is talking about throughout the day. Well, I got news for you. I'm looking at it. And we're going to be hit. We got the next couple of days going to be rain, so you just have to be aware of that. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, is going to be with us in just about 30 minutes. We have, what was the last count? 400,000 criminals within the ranks of the 20 million illegal aliens that our not-ready-for-primetime vice president has admitted into the nation. 400,000. Now, you know I'm not a numbers guy, but even I know that's a pretty big number. Where are these criminals? Are they simply doing the crimes that Americans don't want to do anymore? Seems, well, at best, a little bizarre, don't you think? You know what else is going on right now? Americans are in deep, deep trouble right now, as we speak, as a result of Hurricane Helene. And that includes people here in our beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia. Where is Senator Tiny Tim Kaine? Where is Senator Mark Constipation Warner? Fundraisers. They're at fundraisers. I don't know that Tiny Tim Kaine could find Virginia on a map. I really don't. Now, I would spot Warner, the identification of Virginia on the map, because he's going to be seated while he's looking at it, and well, anyway. Governor Youngkin and Mrs. Youngkin, our first lady, were down there meeting with the first responders, meeting with the families who were displaced as a result of Hurricane Helene. But you will notice the senators are conspicuous by their absence. They don't think it's important enough. They are off engaged in another big-time left-wing fundraiser. It's a little bit like the president and the vice president. Former President Trump is on the ground in Georgia meeting with first responders and families who were impacted by Hurricane Helene. That's where former President Trump is. Current President Joe Biden, he's in the White House. Taking a nap, probably, right? It's 3 o'clock. It's nap time. Where's Kamala Harris, the vice president? Well, she's at a fundraiser. And really, if you ever have any questions about how these people really feel about you, really feel about me, there's your answer. There's your answer. Oh, we have a little... Well, Jerem, let me do this. We have a little piece of sound, Jeremy's telling me here, about some of the... how do we phrase it? Because, remember, illegal immigrant is no longer allowed. Illegal alien is no longer allowed. Then it became what? Undocumented. And to me, undocumented means I walked out of the house and didn't bring my wallet. Then I'm undocumented. Somebody breaks into your house, it's a little bit more. But I guess we're just referring to them as uninvited visitors, right? No, uninvited guests, because they're not leaving. So, yeah, Jerem, let's take a listen to that.
Valdosta has been ravaged. The town is very, very badly hurting. And many thousands are without power. They're running low on food and fuel. We brought a lot of it down with us. It's going to be distributed now or soon. throughout Georgia, as well as North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Virginia, Alabama, and Tennessee. That's a big one. And the devastation wrought by this storm is incredible. It's so extensive. Nobody thought this would be happening, especially now it's so late in the season for the hurricanes. Homes, hospitals, highways, and cars have been plunged underwater. Entire neighborhoods have been turned into lakes. Nobody's seen anything like it. And to every family that's been displaced here in Georgia and North Carolina, which has really been hit, we were going there also, and they don't have communication. They don't have anything right now. We're trying to. I just spoke to Elon. I'm getting him. We want to get Starlink hooked up because they have no communication whatsoever. And Elon will always come through. We know that. And so we're working on that, getting them hooked up. They asked me whether or not that would be possible. We're going to try and get the Starlink in there as soon as possible because they have no communication. Right. And throughout the region, our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need.
Now, that is the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. Former President Trump. Yeah, that's good stuff. Thank you, Jeremy. Former President Trump is on the ground in Georgia. Former President Trump is organizing relief efforts for the people there. Former President Trump has Elon Musk setting up what he called Starlink so that the people on the ground can have some better communications. Joe Biden's nowhere near the hurricane impact area. Kamala Harris, nowhere near the hurricane impact area. How about any of the members of the Biden team? Any of them there? Who's the guy who owned the train set? Remember, our Secretary of Transportation. He got the job because he owned a train set when he was a kid. Is he there? Because I would dare say that transportation is probably adversely affected, don't you think? Do we have a modern-day version of, what's his name? Brownie? Remember that? George W. Bush said, heck of a job, Brownie. He was talking to the guy who headed up FEMA about Hurricane Katrina. Well, where's the current version of that guy? Where exactly is the FEMA boss right now? Because it's all south of us. It got a chunk of the south side in our beloved Commonwealth. And it impacted Georgia like nobody's business.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you, if you've seen any of the images coming from Florida, they're absolutely awful. And it's former President Trump who's leading the charge to help. Could you imagine? I mean, honestly, for a second now, if this were Hurricane Katrina or what was it, Superstorm Sandy? Boy, there were photo ops all over the place. Now, why is that, do you think? I hate to say it, but is it because they were, like, solidly blue areas? There were some good photo ops? I don't know. Let me take a look at a couple of things coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Donald Trump already on the ground in Georgia for the hurricane. You're right. Commie and Biden can't be found. Correct. 757, Jeff, if this were Hurricane Katrina or Superstorm Sandy, they would be there. Absolutely correct. 804, Trump is already acting like the president. Well, he's a leader. That's the thing. Sometimes you know who leaders are. And it's very rare to find a real leader. Not now. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. There are a lot of people in business who think that they are leaders, and in fact, they're managers. And there's a big difference. And then you get people who think they're managers, and you think, you're just kind of passing on messages from the manager, right? I mean, that happens all the time. You go in, take a fast food place as an example, because I think many people look at that and go, geez, this is bizarre. If you go into a Chick-fil-A, there's no question about who the manager is, and there's no question about the fact that the cafes at the top are the leaders, and there's no question about the fact that they have a mission to provide you with the best food in the most reasonable time at the most reasonable price point, right? Everybody agrees on Chick-fil-A. I don't want to call out any other places, but there are some places you walk into where you won't even interact with a human being anymore. It'll be a kiosk. Why? Because the people who worked there never understood what the real mission of the restaurant was, and they demanded outrageous money to do a job that, no offense, is actually better done by a robot. So they're all gone. Now, some of the other places, you might walk in and say, well, all right, your name tag says manager, so I guess you are the manager. But now what? Do you have people you're managing? Are you actually managing them? Or are you just the guy who gets to tell people you're on the fry later today? I don't know. 804 says Biden should just let Trump finish out his term after the election. No kidding. 804, hey, Jeff, the left said that George W. Bush killed all those people in New Orleans, yet the Democrats and federal government can't be found for Hurricane Helene. True. 804, hey, Jeff, given recent data on the 600,000 criminals let out into our country, we all need to call Tiny Tim Kaine's office to have him explain why he would allow this threat to the safety of our communities. Well, you could do that, and I promise you he will ignore you promptly. He doesn't give a crap what you have to say. Tiny Tim Kaine's voting base, as we all know, is Northern Virginia. If it's an issue there, then it's an issue for him. If it's anywhere else, he does not care. Jeff, this is Chris from Ashland. Wow, this goes to show us who the real president is when Harris and Biden aren't even here, and tells the country that this threat that they don't have any more money for them. Yeah, that's a huge threat, and they don't have any money for them. That's what Joe Biden said. I don't know if we can track down that audio. I haven't actually heard the audio. I'm just going to give the heads up to Jeremy here. What I read was that Joe Biden was asked, is there anything else for the federal government to do? And his response was, no, we've done everything we can. Really? Well, I don't know. It seems to me we got a lot of people without power. We got a lot of people without water, without food, without shelter. Where is FEMA? Where are all the good, upstanding leftists who love federal government operations? How come they're not calling for more FEMA action on this? I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyway. All right, listen. Quick reminder about a couple of things. Number one, our Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. And I got an email, I guess it was over the weekend, right? There are actually a handful of tickets left for Politics and Pints coming up on October the 16th. I thought the thing was sold out, but no, we've apparently got a few more tickets sitting around. So if you thought you were completely and totally out of luck, guess what? Your luck just got a little bit better. Now, you've got to buy your tickets online. That's the only way to get them, WRVA.com, WRVA.com. We'd love to have you come out. It is me. It's John Reed. It's Brian Kilmeade. Dana Lash is going to be there. And it should be a great time. Again, you've got to go to WRVA.com. It's a nice little get-together. We talk about stuff, mostly politics, hence the name politics. And there will be pints involved, which makes the other P, politics, that much more palatable. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.